Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin daf Lamed Beis. We are holding on the bottom of daf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis. We're at the second wide line on daf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis, and we're continuing in the sugya of Kibud Ava'im. We're going to talk about Kibud Ava'im and how it changes after a parent is deceased. We're going to talk about the difference between Kavod Ava'im versus Mora Ava'im. We're also going to discuss on the top of Lamed Beis Amed Aleph who pays for Kibud Ava'im. The Gemara is going to have three rayas in terms of who pays. Does the child have to pay or does the parent have to pay? The Gemara is going to tell the story of Rav Huna testing his son's Kibud Ava'im to see if his son would get angry, and that's going to lead us into the discussion of Mechila when it comes to Kibud Ava'im and when it comes to other things as well, whether a Nasi could be Mechila on his Kavod, whether a Rebbe could be Mechila on his Kavod. We're also going to discuss along the way what mitzvos would take precedence over Kibud Ava'im, and then the Gemara is going to, going through Rebbe being Mechila on his Kavod, Nasi being Mochel and his Kavod, the bottom of Amud Beis is going to go through six different halachas about standing for elders, that they were going to get into the sugya of Mepnei Seva, Takum Vadarta, Pnei Zaken, and then we're going to have a machlokas whether one stands for a young Talmud Chacham. That's going to go into Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph already when it comes to the sugya of standing for elders. So let us begin at the Braisa, second wide line on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Tan Rabban Mechabdo B'chayiv Mechabdo B'moso. One has to be Mechabit his parents, both while they are alive and after they are deceased. So how does one do each one? The Braisa continues. B'chayiv Ketzad. How is one in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kibud Ava'im while they are alive? Hanishma b'dvar aviv l'makom. If someone is asked to go somewhere and he knows that his father is respected in that place, lo yomar, you should not say shalchuni b'shvil atzmi, mi'aruni b'shvil atzmi, putruni b'shvil atzmi, that asked me to do this in my own merit, in my own zuchus, because you like me, elakulu b'shvil abba. You should always give credit to the father. You should always say that it should be for the father. Now, if, as Rashi points out, avalim ein, meaning if his father needs him in that place, he should always say, do it for my father's sake. But if it's Eino Nishma L'makom Dvar Aviv K'dvar Atzma, Rashi says, if using his father as the reason for the mission will not cause them to encourage him or to want him as much as saying himself, so then he's allowed to say himself. It's that if all else is equal, he should always try to tilt things toward his father. B'moso Ketzad, how does one honor a parent who is deceased? Haya Omer Dvar Shmua Mipiv, when one is quoting his parent, Lo Yomar Kach Amar Abba, he shouldn't just say, this is what my father said, El Kach Amar Abba Mari Hareni Kaparas Mishkavo. He should say, Kach Amar Abba Mari Hareni Kaparas Mishkavo. What does that mean, Hareni Kaparas Mishkavo? Rashi writes, Allah Yavo Kol Ra Haroi Lavo Al Nafsho. That all the evil that should come to him should come to me instead. The Taz raises the Gemara points out, "Vani mili toch shnei masach chodesh mikan ve'elach chomer zechron levrach l'chayel maba." But that's only within 12 months. But after 12 months, he says zechron levrach l'chayel maba. Rashi points out because kvar kibel mashekibel shein mishpat rishay sol beganim el yud beis chodesh, that within 12 months he already was mekabel whatever he was supposed to be. The father was already mekabel whatever kapara he needed to be mekabel, because the worst rishayim are only in Gehenim for 12 months, and therefore after 12 months. You no longer say Areni Kaparas Mishkava. The Taz points out the Kasha, and the Kasha is better than the Terutzim that are given as to our minig is that we say Kaddish for 11 months, not for 12 months, because we try not to assume that the person we're saying Kaddish for is actually in Gehenim for the maximum sentence of 12 months. Yet, when it comes to Areni Kaparas Mishkavo, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that you say Areni Kaparas Mishkavo for 12 months, but the reason is the same. Areni Kaparas Mishkavo, Rashi points out, is because of their place in Gehenim, that they need the Kapara while they're in Gehenim. So that's Taka, a difficult problem that the Taz raises. Now, the Rambam writes that everything that's mentioned in the Braisa that we're about to have, we're going to have a Braisa about, well, actually, I'm getting ahead of myself over here. There is a Machlokas Aposkim, where the Kibud Ava'im La'achar Misa is a Din Da'oraisa or a Din Da'rabbanan. The Urayim holds that it's a Chiv Minat Torah, and that's what it sounds like from the Gemara, because the Gemara says Mechabdo B'chai Mechabdo B'mosa. Sounds like it's one and the same. It's the same level mitzvah, it's just different ways to do the mitzvah. However, there is some of the Achronim explain within the Shitas HaRambam that the Rambam disagrees, that the Rambam holds that it's a din midrabanan. Sfasemis is mochiach that it's got to be a din drabanan. Sfasemis in his commentary to Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeh Simin Reish Mem, which is the simon about Kibud Av Vaim, says that by Mekalel we learn in Sanhedrin Peheim Beis from a riboy that we learn only from a riboy that it applies when the parent is deceased. So it sounds like it's not a svar pshuta to say that whatever applies when they're alive, that the same mitzvah is going to apply when they're dead. So by kibud we don't find a special riboy in a pasuk. So if there's no riboy in the pasuk, then there should be no din midar raisa. It should only be a din midrabanan. Plus it's mistaver to be mechalek, because the whole method of how to be mechabinim seems to change lachramoso. Rabbi Kiveger asks in his chidushim that the Bryce says mechabdu b'chayv mechabdu moso. So it sounds there's a chiyuv of kibra av even la'achar misa, but the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph sounds like there's no chiyuv kibra av la'achar misa, because it says over there that a person is not mechiyuv to be mechabir achav agadol after his father dies. Once his father dies, there's no chiyuv to be mechabir achav agadol. So the pashtus is that kibra achav agadol is midin kibra av. That's what the Ramban writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, that why do you have to honor your older brother? Because that's a way of honoring the parents. It's a kenai to the parents that that their offspring are going to be you're going to be mavaza their offspring, and it causes them a lot of anguish when their child is not respected. So and that's why parents insist that their children respect each other and they get along with each other. So it's all din in kibud av. So how come the Gemara says that kibud achav agadol doesn't apply after a parent dies? That makes it sound like there is no din of kibud av after a parent dies, because kibud achav agadol is based on kibud av. So Rabbi Kiveger answers, it's not a stira. There is a chiv of kibud av la'achar misa, but there's a difference between kibud b'chayiv and kibud la'achar moso. Things that are covered with gedula for the father himself to say avi mori, that's the word, it's directly magdil the covet of the parent, that applies la'achar misa. But something that's a kibud of asiyas nachas ruach laviv, doing something that the parent likes, but it's not a direct covet of gedula to the parent, it's just something that the parent is pleased with, to give him food, to give him drink, the things we're going to learn about that are the definition of kibud, so that doesn't apply after the parent dies. Kibud achav agadol fits into that second category. It's not direct covet of gedula to the parent, it's just doing something that the parent enjoys, doing something that the parent likes. Tana Rabbanan, Chacham Mishana Shem Avi V'Shem Rabba. When Chacham is quoting his father, he's quoting his Rebbe, he should change the name of his father as Rebbe. I mean, he shouldn't say their name, he should say Daddy or Mori V'Rabbi or something like that. Avud, but Torgeman, the one who's announcing the shir loudly, Einu Mishana Lo Shem Avi V'Lo Shem Rabba, does not have to change the name of the father of the Rebbe. So Avud Deman, whose father are we talking about? Ilim Avud Mitorgeman. If we're talking about the father of the Mitorgeman is quoting his own father, he's allowed to say him by name. Ad Torgeman Lav Bar Chiyuvu. What is the Torgeman, someone who's a Lav Bar Chiyuva in the mitzvah of Kibud Av Vaim? That doesn't make any sense. It has to be that the Torgeman's included. Elo Amarav Hashem Avi Shal Chacham Hashem Rabu Shal Chacham. No, we're talking about the name of the father of the Chacham and the name of the Rebbe of the Chacham. So even though the Torgeman's job is to announce whatever the Chacham is saying when he's saying his shir, it's to say it out loud, he can change some words. When the Chacham is saying the shir, he's not allowed to say his father's name. The Torgeman is allowed to say the Chacham's father's name. Ki had Mabar Ravashi ki avadarsh bepirka iu amar Abba Mari. When Mabar Ravashi would say shir, he would quote his father. He would say Abba Mari the Amari Amar Hachem Ravashi. But the Torgman would say this is what Ravashi would say. He would say him by name. So Rashi writes when the Chacham darshens, he says Dvar Alacha in the name of his father, his Rebbe. He's not allowed to mention their name. He has to say Abba Mari. The Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim Parak Vav Alach Gimel writes Hayisham Aviv Shem Avivu Shem Rabo ki Shem Achei. Let's say your parent has the same name as somebody else, Mishana Eshemam, that you have to change the name because you're not allowed to say your parent's name, so you shouldn't call somebody else that has the same name as your parent. So the Rambam says, Ein Tzorach Lizor B'kach. Unless it's a Shem Pella, that it's an unusual name. If it's a name that a lot of people have, his name is Moshe, his name is Yaakov. He has a name that a lot of people have. So then you don't have to change the name when you're calling someone else. So the Torah wonders about this. Where does the Rambam get this Isser to call other people that have the same name as your father, that you're not allowed to even call them by their name? We don't find that. We find that you're not allowed to call your father by his name. So now it goes Rabbeinu Yaakov Milublin on the Torah. He explains that the Torah holds that it's dochak to say that when the Brisa says that you should be Mishana Shem Aviv, it's that you should be Mishana other people's name that have the same name as your father. Pashtus of the Brisa is, because the Sefer of the Brisa says that the Torgamon is not Mishana Shem Aviv, and Rav explains it means Shem Aviv Shal Chacham, Shem Rabbi Shal Chacham, that only the Chacham himself has to change the name, not the Torgamon. So you see that the in the Gemara that the Brisa is speaking about Shem Aviv Shal Chacham, Rabbi Shal Chacham, not other people who happen to have the same name. So to answer up the Rambam, the Ma'arim Lublin suggests that the kavana of the Brisa is Mishana Shem Aviv is that you Mishana Shem Aviv Mamish, and also anyone else who has Shmok Yishem Aviv, that it must be referring to both of those things. That's how the Rambam must have understood it. But anyway, the Rambam seems to have made this halacha based on no explicit Gemara. There's no explicit Gemara that says directly like this, that to be Mishana Shem Aviv. There are those that suggest that maybe the Tzavos Rabbi Yudah HaChassid, where Rabbi Yudah HaChassid suggests that a girl should not marry a guy who has the same name as her father, or a guy should not marry a girl who has the same name as his mother, that maybe that tzava'a is based on this halacha, that you don't want to be saying the name of your parents all the time, that if your spouse has the same name as your parents, to be saying that name all the time is setting oneself up for issues, at least when it comes to kibud ave'im. Okay, vaytun the gemara, tana rabban ezu mora ve'ezu kibud. How do we define the difference between mora ave'im versus kibud ave'im? Mora lo omeid b'mekomo v'lo yoshev b'mekomo lo sosra svarav v'lo machrio. Mora means that a person shouldn't stand in his father's designated spot, he shouldn't sit in his father's designated spot, he shouldn't contradict his father, if his father holds an opinion, he shouldn't contradict him, and also lo machriyo. What does lo machriyo mean? So Rashi writes, it means that if your father and a chacham are arguing about something, you shouldn't say nirim divrei ploni. So there is a discussion in the Torah, in the Beis Yosef, what that means, nirim divrei ploni. Does that mean that you're not allowed to say, I agree with the other guy? Or does it mean you're not allowed to mix into the conversation at all? If it means you're not allowed to say, I agree with the other guy, well then why is that any different than those soseres devarav? That's also, it's just an example of contradicting one's father. That's what the Torah quotes from the Ramah, that when Rashi says, lo yomar nirin divrei ploni, it's included in shelo yistar. So the Be'er Sheva shows from the Gemara and the Rishonim that it's only b'divrei chulin, that it's asur for a ben to disagree with his father, but b'divrei Torah, it's mutter to be soser. But anyway, so what's the difference between lo soser and lo yachriya? Torah quotes from the Ramah that obviously it's asr to be machriya because it's included in lo soser estevarav, but therefore you have to say that the pshat is against what we've been assuming, that lo yachriya means you're not even allowed to agree with your father because you're not allowed to give the impression that your father needs your help to support him. Beis Yosef, however, explains Rashi, lo soser estevarav means that you yourself are soser estevarav. Lo machriya means to hold like somebody else who holds against your father. That those are different isurim. That lo soser is direct contradiction, you and your father. Machriya is you're siding with somebody else against your father. But anyway, that's the machlokas rishonim, what lo machriya means. Whether in fact there's an isur of even agreeing with your father when he's in a machlokas with somebody else. Kibud, what's an example of kibud? Well, ma'achil, mashke, malbish, mechase, machnis, motzi. Acts of service. You give them to eat, to drink, you take them places when they need to go places, you get them clothing, you cover them up. Those are all acts of service that one does for a parent. Interestingly, what's missing over here is stam, just doing nachas ruach, doing things that make a parent happy that are not acts of service. The prototypical example of the mother telling the child, clean your room. It's not really an act of service to the mother. The mother doesn't have to live in that room. It's the child that has to live in that room. But it just makes the mother happy when the room is clean. So why does the child have to listen to something like that? So that's what the Chazanish says in general. Just doing things that please the parents is Ratzon HaTorah. That's obviously something that's preferred because it's the Ratzon HaTorah. We know that clearly that's where Kodesh Baruch Hu once. That's the whole motion that Kibbutz Aveim sends us in, the whole direction of the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aveim would lead us to believe that our Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to do what makes our parents happy. So Mela, that becomes a Dinda Araisa. Ibailu, but practically Gemara, Mishel Mi, who has to pay for Kibbutz Aveim? Meaning your parent asks, go shopping for me. So yes, one must go shopping, but who has to pay for it? Can the child say, give me your credit card and I'm happy to do the shopping? Or does the child have to pay for it themselves? Again, we're assuming, though, that everybody has money, that both the parent and the child have money, so who has to pay? Rav Yehuda Amar Mishel Av, Rav Nosson Roshi Amar Mishel, Rav Yehuda Amar Mishel Ben, Rav Nosson Roshi Amar Mishel Av. Rav Yehuda says the son pays for it, Rav Nosson Roshi says, no, the father pays for it. Oru le Rabbanan, Rabbi Yirmiyah, v'amile lebreid Rabbi Yirmiyah, command the Amar Mishel Av, that the Rabbanan taught Rabbi Yirmiyah, and some say they taught the son of Rabbi Yirmiyah, like the opinion that says that the father has to pay for it, and not that the son has to pay for it. So that's how they paskin in terms of the payment for Kibbutz Av. Now the Shulchan Aruch says that this is if they have money. What if the father does not have any money and the son does have money? So even though we paskin Mishel Av, normally the father has to pay for Kibbutz Avim. When the father doesn't have any money, everyone would agree Mishel Ben. It's one of the many examples where there are a few examples of where everyone would agree that the son would have to pay for it. So, for example, we're about to see in the Gemara one example where the son would have to pay is not where he's paying for the actual service, but he has to take off from work and he has to lose money. The Ramban holds Kol Menias Revach has a din of Bitul Malacha. Any passing up of an opportunity to make money has the same din as Bitul Malacha. That a son does have to go through in order to be Mechabed. The Ran writes, in order although the father has to pay for kibud, but to stop tsar for the parent, the son has to spend a lot of money to prevent the parent from being bitsar. Tosos writes that if the father doesn't have any money, then the son has to be mefanes the father. That's what Tosos writes. That's what the Rishonim write. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Now the question that's debated on the page in Shulchan Aruch and the Beis Yosef and the Bach is that din that if the father doesn't have any money, that the son has to pay for the kibbutz aveim. What is that a din in? Is that a din in kibbutz aveim or is that a din in tzedakah? Nafkamina is what gedarim does it follow? Does it follow the normal Gidrei mitzvah tzedakah, the normal rules of the mitzvah of tzedakah, or does it follow the normal rules of the mitzvah of kibbutz aveim? Can you use meiser money for it? You're not allowed to use meiser money for stam, other mitzvahs, to buy a lulav and esrog or whatever. So if it's a din in kibbutz aveim, you wouldn't be allowed to use meiser money for it. But if it's a din in tzedakah, so tzedakah comes to the closest relative first, so certainly a parent would take precedence in tzedakah, you'd be allowed to use meiser money for it. The pashtus of most of the poskim on the page of the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch is that it's a din in tzedakah, that if a parent doesn't have any money, the child would have to pay for it, but not midin kibbutz aveim. The dinei kibbutz aveim would say parents pay for it. It's only midin tzedakah that a child would pay for it. But now the Gemara is going to bring rayas one way or the other. So raya number one, meisfei. Never kabedes avicha v'simecha v'never kabedes shemei onecha. Pasuk says kabed when it describes honoring parents, and it says kabed when it describes honoring HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when it says honoring HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says meonecha, that you have to use your money. So malalan b'chesrum kis, afkan b'chesrum kis. So can't we be medayek that just like when it comes to honoring ones, honoring HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's going to cost money to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the mitzvahs cost money. So too, when not all the mitzvahs, but many mitzvahs cost money. So too, in honoring parents, one has to lose money on it. So it doesn't v'yamrit mishalav, but if the father is the one that has to pay for the kibbutz aveim, ma'inaf kalei minei. What do you mean there's chesron kiss? There shouldn't be any chesron kiss if the father's paying for anything. So the answer is the Gemara, lebitul malacha. There's still chesron kiss, because although the father has to pay for the kibbutz, one has to take off time from work in order to do the kibbutz. So if the parent says, you know, it's right before Pesach, I need you to do my grocery shopping for me, but you're very busy at work, you're an accountant or something, and April 15th is looming, April 18th this year, and you're very, very busy, still you have to take off time from work to do the kibbutz aveim. So that could be chesron kis, that can cost you a lot of money. You'll use the parent's credit card to pay for the groceries, but still it's going to be an element of chesron kis. Tashma and Marsis will bring another raya. Pesach, if you have two brothers, shnei shutfin, or two partners, partners, ha'avu b'no, a father and a son, ha'ravi talmido, a rebbe and a student, podin zelazem meiser sheni, they could be podi each other's meiser sheni without penalty. Normally when you're podi your own meiser sheni, you need to be mosif chomesh, you have to add a fifth to be podi the meiser sheni. But when you're podi someone else's meiser sheni, there's no penalty, you just podi shava b'shava, the exact value of the meiser sheni. So even though these relationships are very close relationships, brothers and partners and parent and child and Rebbe and Talmud, they're very close relationships, it's still not the same person. It's another person, and therefore you could be poda without penalty. But the key line that we're interested in is the next one. Uma'achilin zelezem meiser ani. And in those years that are meiser ani year, the third and the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, which are meiser ani years, you can feed each other, you can use your meiser ani on the other person. If your partner is poor, you can give him meiser ani. If your Rebbe is poor, you can give him meiser ani. And if your father is poor, you can give him meiser ani. So v'yamri mishal ben. But if one were to hold mishal ben, that the son is obligated to pay for kibud aveim, nimtza zeh poreh chova mishal aniim, then you should not be allowed to give him meiser ani, because that's like you're being poreh chov that you have anyway, because you have to pay for the kibud aveim midin kibud aveim. You shouldn't be allowed to use meiser ani. It's using tzedakah money to pay a chov that you have anyway. That's why the poskim say you're not allowed to use meiser money to pay for matanos levyonim, because you're not allowed to use tzedakah money to pay for something that's an independent chiyuv. That's why matanos levyonim is a mitzvah. Most chitim is different. Most chitim is a minhag to give tzedakah, so it's a minhag to provide the tzedakah needs. But by matanos levyonim, the poskim assume that one is not supposed to use meiser money, or you're not allowed to use meiser money stam for mitzvahs to buy a lulav. You're not allowed to use meiser money. So how could you use meiser money to pay for kibud aveim if it were a child's chiyuv to pay for? Oh, so it must be that it's a parent's chiyuv to pay for kibud aveim, not a child's chiyuv. So says Gemara, lo tzricha la adafa. No, the case over here is we're talking about you're not paying for the actual basic necessities of the parents with the meiser ani. You're paying for extras with the meiser ani. Iach yanu d'ktani Allah am Rabbi Yehuda tava miru l'mishamach l'sav meiser ani. But wait, we said about this brisa that Rabbi Yehuda commented that someone should be cursed if he feeds his father meiser ani. But vila adafa manef kamina. If you're just paying for the extras with meiser ani, so then why is it such a big deal? Why would the person be cursed for using meiser ani to pay for the extras? Says Gemara, filu achi zila be'milsa. Still, it's disrespectful. You imagine taking a parent out for dinner, and then the bill comes, and you pay for your own dinner with your own money, and then you pull out a pushka, and you open it up and say, this is for my parents' dinner. So it's disrespectful. The parent shouldn't feel like it's a charity case, shouldn't feel like that you're paying for him with meiser ani. It's zila be'milsa. It's disrespectful to pay in that way. The Gemara is very clear that if you hold Mishal Av, you can't ask. You're being poreach chov mishal aniim, because you're not chayiv to pay from your own money. So when you give your meiser, it's not considered that you're poreach chov. So Shita l'nodel mi asked the question that over here we're talking about that the father is an ani because he's taking meiser ani. When the father is an ani, even the one that holds mishal av, the son has to pay mishalo. So Shita l'nodel mi says right. That was our conclusion la'alacha, that if the father's poor, the son has to pay mishalo. He has to pay out of pocket. So isn't he vaiter being poreach chov mishal aniim when he uses meiser ani? Even if you say Mishal Av, so no. So if you say like we said before, it's not a problem, because what's the din that you pay Mishalo when your father's an ani? It's not a din in Kibra Ve'im, it's a din in Tzedakah. So good, you're allowed to pay Tzedakah with Meiser Ani. That's exactly what Meiser Ani is. It's Tzedakah money. The other way to be Metaritz, if you want to assume like the other side of the Chakira, that it's a din in Kibra Ve'im, is you have to say that there's a difference between the Geder of an Ani, where to receive Meiser Ani, versus the Geder of an Ani, where the son would have to pay for the Kibra Ve'im. That a person maybe could receive Meiser Ani, could be enough of an Ani that he was receiving Meiser Ani, but not enough of an ani that the son would have to pay kibra ve'em, but that's hard to imagine that there would be such a thing. Okay, says Gemara Vayter Tashma, a third raya. Shalos Reb Lozer, heichan kibra ve'em. How far does the mitzvah of kibra ve'em go? Amalem k'teshid l'arni k'vizuken liyam b'fanav ve'lemachlimo. To the point that if you take a wallet, the parent would take a wallet and throw it into the ocean in front of you. you, just completely destroying it, you wouldn't overreact, you wouldn't embarrass him when he does such a thing. That's what we said in yesterday's daf, where they thought that the person was fulfilling kibud aveim in such a great way, and they said, nah, you didn't even do half the job of kibud aveim. Did you ever have a situation where they do something so irritating that they throw a wallet into the ocean and you're not machlima? So that's exactly the measuring stick of whether a person has the high enough level of kibud aveim. V'yam mishalav, but wait a second, if a father is the one who has to pay for kibud aveim, my nafkalei mine, why would you care if he's throwing a wallet into the ocean? If the mitzvah of kibud is only from his own money, he's throwing his own wallet into the ocean. So gazantei, you knock yourself out, do whatever you want with your own money. Why would the kid be upset by that? Says Mar Baroy Liyosho. Sure, the kid will be upset by that. It's his Yerusha money that he's watching the father throw away. V'chiyad Rabba Rafuna, and it's very similar to the story of Rabba Barafuna. The Rafuna Karashiroi Banpe Rabba Bere. Rafuna was tearing clothing, expensive clothing, in front of Rabba, his son. Amar Ezelechsi Iratach Ilaratach. And the reason he was doing it is he wanted to test whether Rabba would get angry or not. He wanted to test his midos. V'dilma Ratach V'kavar Lefnei V'lositin Mechshol. But isn't that a risky game to play? Maybe he'll fail the test and it will be a violation of Lifnei V'lositin Mechshol, that he's going to violate Kibbut HaVeim, and the father will therefore have been in violation of Lifnei V'lositin Mechshol. Says Gemara, D'machle Liakre. No, you're mochel your honor, and therefore it's not a violation of Lifnei V'lositin Mechshol. Kivegri uses this Gemara as a raya, as a discussion achronim. Is Lifnei V'lositin Mechshol an Isser Klali or an Isser Prati? If I cause you to do an Avera of Machalos Asuros, I cause you to eat non-kosher, what's my Avera? Is my Avera an Isser in Machalos Asuros? Or is my Avera an Isser, a separate Isser called Lifnei V'lositin Mechshol? Nothing to do with machalos asuros. Nafkamina, they say, let's say I cause you to do avodah zara. So is lifnei iver of avodah zara yaharig val yavar, or is lifnei iver of avodah zara no stam an iser? If you hold that it's a separate iser called lifnei iver, so it's an iser. Again, it doesn't make a difference what I cause you to do. It's the same iser. But if it's that I get a chelek in whatever avera you're doing, it's as if I did a little bit of avodah zara, so then it would be yaharig val yavar. So Rabbi Kiveger says, well, how do we solve the lifnei iver problem of here, machle liakre. He's mochel his honor. Yeah, that's great if you say that lifnei iver l'sitin mechshol is a didn't keep it up. That mochel my honor, so I'm not getting his iser of keep it up. But if it's a separate iser that you can't cause him to get angry, you're still causing him to get angry. So the pashas though is no machle liakre, and it's therefore not a violation of keep it up at all. So he ends up not doing any iser. The child's not violating anything. So Gemara says no, but he's still violating something. He's still violating baltashchis because the father is ripping to shreds a perfectly good piece of clothing. Isn't that a violation of baltashchis? Says Mar Davle Bupumbaini. Now he's tearing it on the seams, and that's why it's not a violation of baltashchis. Maybe that explains why the kid's not getting angry. So it wasn't really a test. He's not really ruining the clothing, so that's why the kid's not getting angry. So says Gemara, no, Davle Bishas Ritche. You're doing it at a time where the kid's already in a bad mood. So when you're doing something, when a person is in a bad mood, so he doesn't need that much of a reason to get angry. So even if you do what appears like being destructive, even though it's not actually being destructive, that itself would be enough of a test to see how he's doing with his midos. There's a discussion that Shuvas Torah Lishma has whether one is allowed to do this. Are you allowed to test someone? Are you allowed to violate lifnei iver on getting someone angry when it's just midos rose, where he's not going to actually do anything, but it's just a ben adam la'atzmo that he's going to express bad midos? Is a person allowed to cause someone to get angry? It sounds from this gemara that yes, that you're allowed to do it because that's what he was doing. He was testing for midos. As long as we take care of, he's not going to violate kibud aveim and he's not going to violate baltashchis, we're perfectly okay with you trying to get somebody else angry, which is very strange. Why would you be allowed to do that? Isn't it a lifnei iver that you're causing him to violate midos rose? A mitzvah ben adam latzmo that a person shouldn't have terrible midos. So it's a problem. How to understand this gemara? Masne Rabbi Cheskel Rami Berei. Rabbi Cheskel taught Rami his son. Hanisrafim in the skalim. Rabbi Shimon Rami Yadon beskila shasreifa chamura. If people who are chayv shreifa get mixed in with people who are chayv skila, so you give them skila because shreifa is more chamur, so you have to give them the less chamur punishment. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda Berei. Abba lo tisni ha'achi. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, Abba, don't say it like that. Mari is shreifa chamura. Why do you need the fact that shreifa is more chamur? You should, if it's a rov of the people that were mixed together, were chayiv skila, so you should just follow rov, and that's why you should give him skila, not because of which one is more chamer. It should say, where rov are nisrafim, and still you're going to give skila. But then the Sefer says that the chamim hold that you give him strefa because skill is more chamer. Ma'ir the skill chamer. Typically, the rubin is strafim dinu. Why do you have to say that skill is more chamer? Say that the rov of them are nisrafim. That's why they get strefa. Amalei hasam rabbanu to kamer the Rabbi Shimon. That was the rabbanu responding to Rabbi Shimon. The kamer strefa chamer. As far as what you're saying that strefa is more chamer, lo, you're wrong. Skill chamura. When Shmuel heard Rav Yehuda talking like that to his father, oh, don't say it like this, you're learning it wrong. He said, no, that's not the way you talk to your father. If your father's violating a din in the Torah, don't say, Abba, you violated Divrei Torah. You're supposed to say, Dad, it says in the Torah not like what you did. If you tell him it says in the Torah not like what he did, that's also going to be mitzar him. You're supposed to say even more respectfully, Dad, come, let's learn some psukim together. And then you'll learn those psukim that talk about it, and hopefully you'll get the hint. If your father asks for water, but there's another mitzvah that comes up that you have to do, I would set aside kibrav and instead be engaged in the mitzvah because both me and my father are both obligated in the mitzvah. If the mitzvah could be done by someone else, let it be done by someone else. And you instead go do the kavod of your father. We pass on like Yisi ben Yehuda that if someone else could do the mitzvah, then you do the kavod of your father. Amar Bitzah Parshila, Amar Mas, Amar Chista. Ha'av shemachal al kavodo kavodo machal. If a father wants to be mochel his kavod, the kavod is machal. Some of the Rishonim understand that the reason the kavod is machal is because Ritzono shal Adam zehu kavoda. The definition of kibbutz is whatever he wants. So when he says he doesn't want it, so then that's not kibbutz anymore. If I decide to go to my parents' house this morning and help my father get dressed, he'll say, get out of here. I'm going to help myself get dressed. I don't need you to help me get dressed. So that's not stama mechila on the kavod. It's just not the definition of kavod. He doesn't want it. He's not interested. So that might be what av shemochal al kavodo is based on. Not so much a din in mechila, as much as a geder of the mitzvah of kibud itself. Many Rishonim seem to assume not that way, but that's at least a possibility. Harav shemochal al kavodo ain kavodo machal. That if the Rebbe is machal and his kavod, the kavod is not machal. The Rebbe has to insist on the kavod. Rav Yosef Amar Afilu Rav Shemachal Kavod Kavod Machul Shemar Rav Hashem Aleich Lefnei Am Yomam. That even a Rebbe could be machul on his kavod because Mi Gadol Me Hashem, and Hashem was machul on his kavod by leading Klal Yisrael through the Midbar instead of us leading in the front. Amar Rav Hachi Ashta. Can't compare the two. Hashem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Alma Dilei Hu V'Torah Dilei Hu Machul Eliakre. It all belongs to Hashem. Hashem has being machul on the kavod. It does not reflect a lower level of kavod. It reflects the fact that he has a higher level of kavod. That it's all his, that he has complete bailus over everything. So that's why he has the ability to be mochlan his kavod. Hacha Torah dilei, but by a Rebbe is the Torah, his Torah to be mochlan. Hadar Marava in Torah dilei. Then Rava says, yeah, that's absolutely correct. It is his Torah. He has the ability to be mochlan. Duchsiv ubetorah so yege yomam v'layla. That it's his own Torah that he's learning, that he's studying day and night. Eini v'arava mashki behilula debrei v'dalei kasa l'rav papa l'rafun v'rei rav yeshua v'kamu mikamei. That Rava was giving out the drinks at the wedding of his son, and he brought a kos to rav papa l'rafun v'rei rav yeshua, and they stood for him. L'rav mari l'rav pinchas v'rei rav chista v'lo kamu mikamei. And he brought to rav mari l'rav pinchas v'rei rav chista, and they did not stand for him. Ikbid, and he got upset. Why aren't you standing? Vamar Hanu Rabbanan, and he said, Hanu Rabban Rabban Van Rabban Lav Rabbanan. What are you important rabbis, and the other rabbis who stood for me are not such important rabbis? You should stand. You should have kavod. Vesu Rav Papa. So even though he was doing something that was showing that he wasn't being makbid on his kavod, he was offering drinks to everybody else. But still, they were expected to, even though it was a situation of mechilas kavod, because he was doing something where he was serving them, still the Ein Kavod Amachul, they should still be showing him outward signs of kavod. The Surah Papa of Mashkibe Alula Daba Marbare, Rav Papa was serving drinks at the wedding of Abba Mari's son, v'dalei kastan Rabbi Yitzchak b'reid Rabbi Yehuda v'lo kami kamei, and he brought a kastan Rabbi Yitzchak b'reid Rabbi Yehuda, and he didn't stand. V'ikbid, and he got upset. Why didn't you stand? Says Gemara, because afilu achi hidur mavid lebau, that you don't have to show cover, but at least a little something. They should move a little bit from their spot just to show that there is someone there. At least acknowledge his presence. That's what Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Mem Dalid, that a nasi and avbezin and a chacham that are mochel al kvodam kvodam machul va'afal pikein. You should still stand for them a little bit. That's maybe where the little bounce comes from, that we assume that most people, most of the Rabbanim are mochel on the cover, they're not interested in everyone standing for them, but you got to do something. You have to show at least that you acknowledge that they're walking into the room. That's maybe the explanation of that otherwise unusual minhag. Even if you say that a Rebbe is mochel on his cover is mochel, nashi shemochel al kvodo ain't kvodo mochel. A nasi is mochel on his cover, it is not considered machel. One time, all of these rabbanim were at the wedding of Rabbi Gamliel's son. Rabbi Gamliel omid mashkalim, and Rabbi Gamliel was there and offering the drinks. Nosna kos Rabbi Lezer v'lo natlu. He offered the kos to Rabbi Lezer and he didn't take it. Nosna Rabbi Shua v'kiblo to Rabbi Shua. He gave it to Rabbi Shua and he accepted it. Amlo Rabbi Eliezer, maze Yoshua anu Yoshua Rabbi Gamliel omid mashkalenu. What are you doing, Rabbi Yeshua? We're going to sit here and allow Rabbi Gamliel to serve us like he's our waiter. Avram Gadol Adara, you have a kasab of Uamed Aleim. You think he's the greatest person to ever have to serve someone? Avram Avinu was probably greater than Rabbi Gamliel, and he was Hayo Amed Aleim. So you see that he was serving the Malachim. So you see that they're allowed to be Malachim in the Kavod. Unless you say, well, he was serving Malachim, you know, they're Malachi Asharei, so that's different. And he knew that. Lo nidmelo al arvayim. He didn't know that they were Malachim. He thought they were a bunch of Arabs. He had no idea that they were Malachim. And still, he was willing to be Mochel on his cover. Va'anu lo yei Rabbi Gamliel b'Rabbi Yomin mashkalenu. We're on a higher level than Stam Arab travelers. And Rabbi Gamliel's not on as high a level as Avram Avinu. So let's let Rabbi Gamliel serve us. For how long are you going to leave aside Kavod HaMakom and instead be involved with Kavod HaBrios? Meaning, you're bringing rayas from Avram Avinu, you're talking about the Kavod of Ram Gamliel, the ultimate rayas from the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashiv Ruchos, Mala Nesiyim, Umarad Matar, Matzmiach Adama, Va'orech Shulchan Lefnei Kol Echad Ve'Echad. Everything Hashem does for us is service for us. He provides us with all of our needs. I mean, if the definition of Kavod is to give food, and to give drink, and to give clothing, we say it every day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malbish Arumim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does all of these things for us every single day. So what's the big deal? Rabbi Gamliel is coming and serving us. Even if you say that a nasi is machal and is covered, it works. Melech shemachal kvodo ain't kvodo machal. A melech cannot be machal and is covered. Shneimar som tasim alecha melech shetei masav alecha. That there has to be that relationship of ema when it comes to a melech, that it has to be a muso alecha. So Tan Rabbanan, mipnei seva takum. The Brayis is now going to darshan the union of standing. It says that one should stand for a seva. So a seva means an old person. So yachal afilu mipnei zaken hashmai. One might think that this applies even to an old person who's a rasha. Tamalam zaken vein zaken elachacham. That's why we use the term zaken as well. Vadat pnei zaken. Zaken refers to a chacham. Zaken is an intrigue of Zeshakana Chacham. Shnemar Asli Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael. That when gathering together Sanhedrin, it's Zikanim. What? Because they all have to be old? No, because they all have to be Chachamim. Zakin implies a Chacham. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Ein Zakin Elamisha Kana Chachma. Shnemar Hashem Kanani Reishis Darko. A Zakin means someone who's Kana Chachma. Yachal Yamod Mipanov Mimakom Rachok. You might think that you have to stand for him from a great distance. Tamalomer Takum Vadarta. Lomarti Kima El Bamakom Sheish Hid. There's only a din of kima where there is hider, where it's noticeable that you are standing, that you're standing for him. So that's the discussion whether you have to stand for a blind chacham. Is it the hider that he has to notice, or that others around have to notice that it's, or that just that it's the gedder of the din that you stand in a way that it's noticeable that you're giving kavod to that person. But even though he himself may not notice it, yachli adrenu b'mamon. You might think that you should honor him with money. Talmud Lomar talking about darta. Makima shein b'chesron kis af hidr shein b'chesron kis. Well, just like standing is not something that costs any money, the hidr that one shows also should not be a monetary hidr. Yachal yam mipanim beis hakisei um beis hamerchas. You might think that even if you're in the bathroom or the bathhouse, you should stand for a chacham. Talmud Lomar talking about darta. Lo marti kima l'makom sheyish hidr. It has to be in a respectable place. Yachal yatzme end of kamish l'ro. You might think you can close your eyes and pretend you don't see him. Talmud Lomar talking via resa. That's why he says talking via resa. Davar masr leiv nemar bo via resa melkecha. Something that's in a person's heart. That's where it says via resa melkecha. Something that no one else would notice. So you can't pretend you don't see him and say, oh, no one's going to know the difference because the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows. And then the sixth halacha, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Amar minayin lezakin shlo yatriach. How do we know that a zakin should not be matriach the olam to stand for him? Talmud Lomar zakin via resa. That's what the pasuk says. Zakin via resa. That he should realize that it's ultimately all about the kavod hamakom. He shouldn't be looking for his own kavod, so you should try not to be matriach people to stand for him all the time. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Isi ben Yehuda.